This is the SoCal Sports Dojo.
Hosted by Javi Iniguez.
Andrew Zetterberg.
The place where we tell you everything you need to know in SoCal sports this week.
Am I good to go?
Yes, you are, because we are recording right now.
We're live on the dojo.
Live on the dojo with Andrew Zetterberg. This is Javi Iniguez. Boyfriend. Are you a boyfriend? Do you got a girlfriend or anything?
No.
No? Why are you smirking?
I'm not smirking.
Yeah, you are. You're cheesing right now.
Yeah.
You're hiding something from me.
God, how red are my eyes right now?
They're not that bad.
Really? Oh, I just, you know those mornings when you wake up?
You do look different, though. Look like a boyfriend to me.
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
Late night talking to your girlfriend on the phone?
No.
Or maybe you were doing something else. I don't know.
No. No. Do you have a boyfriend?
I do not have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I have a girlfriend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What?
I know, right?
Wait.
I got a girlfriend, dude.
When did this happen?
Like a week ago.
About a week ago.
Hit that shmurda. But yeah, I got a girlfriend.
Nice. Congratulations,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, man. I'm happy.
That was very cool.
Clippers
facing elimination now.
Game 5 lost last night.
Yeah. Brutal. Pivotal game 6 tomorrow, Thursday, in San Antonio.
Clippers dropping 2 home games. 2.
This is when I think home court advantage is a disadvantage, because I feel like game 6, I mean, if you look at it, every game is critical. Like, what game is not critical when it comes to the playoffs? Like, win game 1, you're up 1-0. In the next game, you can either be down 2-0 or tied 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Next game, you can either be down 3-0 or up, take the series lead to 2-1. Then the next game, you can be either down 3-1 or tied at 2-2. Next one, you have the winner gets the, you know, doesn't face elimination in the next game. But
yeah, I agree with you. Every game is critical, but I feel like when you're facing elimination, that game seems to be just a little bit more critical.
The most critical game is the next game. I'm just going to say that at all points.
The most critical game is the game you're playing right now.
But they're not playing. Well, yes. We're on the same page.
Mm.
Just different phrasing of it.
I believe you.
But yeah, I think they're done. I think they're done.
My prediction was?
Clippers in 6.
Your prediction was?
Clippers. Oh, you said Spurs in 6. Excuse me. Spurs in 5.
So, my prediction is still.
It could be right.
Possible.
And I think it will be right. We were talking before the show, and you brought up fatigue with the Clippers towards the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Griffin, 41 minutes. DeAndre Jordan, 37 minutes. Chris Paul, 41. J.J. Redick, 42. Jamal Crawford, 28. Matt Barnes, 28. They only played 8 players the whole game.
3 bench players compared to the Spurs' 6.
That adds up over the series, and that's why they aren't going to win. They don't have the energy anymore.
I feel like they don't trust their bench enough, and obviously there's a reason for that. They got outscored 48-17 last night.
God.
48-17 on the bench. But the bench has never been the Clippers' strength throughout this season.
And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You can't win without a bench.
Doc Rivers was a little agitated last night when they criticized the bench, but he was just like, oh, you guys are always picking on the bench. Da, da, da. And like, well, they pick on the bench for a reason, Doc. You know, you can't win games when you only have 3 guys coming off the bench every night.
Spurs played 6 bench players last night.
Mm-hmm.
No one on the Spurs played more than 40 minutes as well.
That's because they're all old.
Yeah. I just think Clippers' time is done. And now the question is, if they do lose, we might cover this later, but this is just a hypothetical question for now. What do they do with this roster if they lose?
I don't know. You look at DeAndre, who, of course, made that
blew it
pivotal move last night, tipping the ball into the basket when the ball was over the cylinder. No basket.
I'm going to give you another reason why the Clippers
lost. What was
there,
like 5 seconds left in the game?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So DeAndre does that first off.
Mm-hmm.
I said earlier in the beginning of our show, not this show, but our show in general, that he's a liability come playoff time. Where's his free throws? Let me look at his free throws real quick last night. Free throws, 7-for-16. He missed 9 free throws. That's like, if you make 2 more free throws, you probably, it's a totally different game. I mean, oh my God, make your damn free throws. I can say that.
You can say that.
I hesitated real quick.
It's all right.
But
say whatever you want.
Danny Green went to the line, made the first free throw to go up by 2, then he missed the second. But who wasn't in to get the rebound?
DeAndre.
He wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Blake was on the one side. The other side was Matt Barnes, who couldn't grab it. If DeAndre Jordan's on the floor, he grabs that rebound easily. But you can't have him on the floor because he's going to get fouled right away and he's going to go shoot free throws and miss them both, obviously. Or at least one of them.
The Clippers not lost. Yeah, they did lose last night, but they missed 16 free throws.
Ridiculous.
Guess how many DeAndre missed?
Nine.
Nine of the 16.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, and also Clippers, 1 for 14 from three.
Not very good.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that. Oh,
we have another
show coming up tomorrow, and I'll get to more on the Clippers and why this roster is flawed from the start. But let's move over to the other side of the L.A. basketball spectrum.
The Lakers.
16-time NBA Finals champions, and I feel like the Clippers, their window is closing. They're closing.
Yeah.
The Lakers are still the team in L.A. Even though they're scuffling right now, they're still the team in L.A., and I feel like the Clippers are proving that in this playoffs.
Would you consider this Lakers season a success?
No, not by any means.
Okay. I guess it was.
I can tell by your smirk and the way that you're looking at me right now.
Now I know what
you're talking about.
Now you understand the question.
I know what you're talking about. It was a success.
Yes.
They finished in the bottom five, which was what we wanted to happen.
By Lakers standards, it was a complete failure. By the realistic expectations of this team, it was not a complete success, but a success. A complete success would have been last place and getting the number one pick in the draft, which is still possible.
Mm-hmm.
They still have a better chance than they would if they finished out of the top five. Well, obviously, if they finished out of the top five, they wouldn't have the pick. But, I think that they had to do what they did this season, which is finish in the bottom five, and they can make a run at some of these free agents and get a decent draft pick. So,
it's all about the lottery, man. Anything could happen in that lottery.
Who would you keep on this current roster for the Lakers?
Well, we obviously have to keep Kobe.
Yes.
We have to keep him. 1 year left under contract. I'll keep Julius Randle. You know, you just don't know what that guy's capable of yet. He hasn't played even a full NBA game. And then I'd keep Jordan Clarkson. And okay. Swaggy P, Nick Young, he's up in the air right now.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a player you keep if you expect to have another poor season. If you're trying to win and make the playoffs, you don't keep him on your team. There's no way.
Just like I was talking to you, I think a week ago or something like that. You know, Nick Young's having problems with Byron Scott.
Yeah.
You just don't want that in your locker room, man. You don't want any problems, especially with the head coach. You know, you never want your head coach and one of your better players bumping heads. So
if you were Mitch Kupchak, give me three players that you would make a full push to go and get in free agency this summer. I can give you a list of the unrestricted free agents.
Okay.
I'll give you restricted as well. So restricted or unrestricted, Marc Gasol.
Ooh.
Unrestricted, LaMarcus Aldridge. Restricted, Kawhi Leonard. He's not moving. You can't say him. Kevin Love with a player option. Jimmy Butler is restricted. DeAndre Jordan, unrestricted. And I'll give you Draymond Green, restricted.
Draymond Green.
Yeah. Surprise, he had a really good season, so that's a little bit of a toss-up there. Okay,
pretty good season for a pretty good team.
So give me three of those players you would go after.
All right, the one that sticks out to me right now is obviously Kevin Love, out for the playoffs with a torn labrum. This is interesting because does he come back to Cleveland the next year? I don't know if he does, you know. I think this kind of puts him on the outside looking in. He's not competing for a championship. That's why he went over there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a difficult situation, but if I were the Lakers, I'd be interested in bringing Kevin up to L.A.
So you'd give him a max contract?
Yes.
Okay. And then who's next? Who'd you go after next?
I'd go after Jimmy Butler. Very, like I said, that's another one that's kind of almost out of reach.
Yeah. It can't be easy for the Bulls to keep him. I'm not sure of their cap situation right now, but a max contract, would you offer Jimmy Butler that?
I would.
See, that'd be tough for the Bulls to match, I feel like.
That's one of the reasons why I would do it too, just to see what the Bulls would do. I feel like the Lakers have that spending ability right now, and you know, Jimmy Butler is a great player. He's been one of the better players in the past 2 years, two seasons now. Had a great season this year.
20 points per game.
Great season. You know, so maybe they force the Bulls' hands and maybe make the Bulls spend that extra money, you know?
Oh, okay, last player. Okay. One more player. DeAndre Jordan or Draymond Green?
Draymond Green.
Would you give him a max?
No.
Okay. It's going to be really tough for the Wizards to match. I'd say any offer above maybe $10 million. With having to pay Bogut, having to pay Curry, having to pay Thompson, you know, wouldn't be easy for them to keep him.
One of the better defensive players in the NBA this year. Yeah. And when you talk about DeAndre Jordan, you talk about defense. So, you know, I feel like you could kind of get that with Draymond. So, no, I feel like Draymond will be the man.
Okay. All right, let's move on to your – let's go to the Dodgers.
Dodgers.
You can't beat the Giants, can they, right now?
We beat them once this year in, what, five games?
Yeah. Well, that's not – terrible.
No, it's pretty terrible when they're in last place.
Well, they're in last place. At least you don't have to worry about, you know, them making the playoffs over you yet. Are Dodgers in first in their division?
We are in first place. We are currently in first place in our division.
By how many games?
I believe one game above the Padres.
I feel like their season has been kind of underwhelming so far.
The Dodgers season?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of hype around the team and they're... What's the record? 11-7?
Mm-hmm. No, they're 12-8.
12-8?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, that's not terrible, I guess, but let me ask you this. Is this year's team better than last year's?
It's difficult to say right now. Very difficult to say just because...
Okay, well, as of right now.
As of right now, no.
I was surprised to see how poor Jimmy Rollins is doing.
He's scuffling. He's hitting under 200.
Yeah, he's hitting... 182 right now. On base percentage of 281. Is he still batting leadoff for him?
He is.
Jeez.
So, all right, correction. The Dodgers are one game ahead of the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Two games ahead of the Padres, three games ahead of Arizona, and 3.5 games ahead of San Francisco. Who the Dodgers are playing against tonight? Zach Greinke on the mound, who has been the ace for the Dodgers this season.
Mm-hmm.
Clayton Kershaw scuffling.
He had a good start last night, though.
Had a pretty good start. Madison Bumgarner was better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's nothing you can do about that. But
it's like the Dodgers, all
the Dodgers
again.
Pitching staff, man. It's going to be interesting what Friedman does here the next couple of months, you know, and see if he does anything before the deadline or maybe right now.
Are you happy with the moves he made in the offseason?
No.
To this point?
No. I feel like I didn't really like the Brandon McCarthy signing because of the fact that I feel like we gave him a lot of money for a lot of years. You know, I felt like he had a pretty good season with the Yankees last year, but it wasn't something great, and I don't feel like he deserved the money that he got.
Yeah.
And now with the surgery, torn UCL, Tommy John out for the season.
It's not good.
It's not very good. And then especially with Ryu out, now you have McCarthy out. You never know how Ryu's going to come back. You never know how that shoulder's going to respond. So all we have right now is Zach Greinke and a Clayton Kershaw who hasn't really looked like the Clayton Kershaw of last year. The
playoff
dominant
Kershaw.
NL MVP. I feel like I maybe think that he is
coasting.
Maybe looking a little bit more worse than the playoff Kershaw right now.
Yeesh.
I feel like the playoff Kershaw did a pretty good job last year.
That's pretty bad then.
I feel like he did a great job. He pitched well in the playoffs. It was one hit. Matt Adams, a bad pitch. Yeah. A curveball that stayed up. See you later. 2-1. Cardinals.
Yeah. Well. Okay, so you said you weren't happy with Friedman. What about the move?
Happy with Friedman. I just wasn't happy about the McCarthy signing.
Okay, what about not re-signing Hanley, who's having a pretty good year out in Boston?
He's leading the league in homers.
Yeah.
I felt like not re-signing Hanley.
Because think about
just because he was one of my favorite players. Let's put that out there. He's one of my favorite players. I don't want to sound biased, but I felt like he did the right thing in not signing Hanley Ramirez.
Why?
Hanley.
Who's replacing him right now?
Yeah. Jimmy Rollins is at shortstop.
Oh, okay. And how's his
But
season?
if we're talking about left field, that's where Hanley's playing right now, then yeah.
But where would he have played on this Dodger team?
I feel like he would have played left field. I feel like he would have played shortstop. If they re-signed him, he would have played shortstop. And
I know why they let him go, because his defense wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was really, really bad.
Yeah, it was one of the worst in the league.
But... I mean, what does that come down to? Maybe at the end of the season, if you're that bad, maybe like 15 runs, maybe a little more, 20 runs. But how many runs are you losing now with him out of the lineup and with Jimmy Rollins in? Imagine having, who would bat leadoff? Jock would bat leadoff, right? Then you'd have Howie Kendrick. Then you could have, Kendrick's a righty, so you'd probably go Gonzalez, Puig, or Hanley, or
Puig's
flip-flop.
Out right now, too. I don't know if you heard about that. Puig's out with a hamstring injury. So the Dodgers
but
scuffling.
Big picture, but oh my, could you imagine that lineup right there? Peterson, Kendrick, Gonzalez, Puig, Ramirez.
Ooh. I feel like Ramirez would have been bad. I felt like he would have gone. I think you put, maybe you put Puig in the leadoff spot, or maybe like you said, Jock. Maybe you put Howie there, but I feel like you might bat Jock, Howie, Gonzalez, Ramirez, then Kendrick.
So you weren't happy with the McCarthy deal, mm-mm. But that is nowhere near what I think. To this point is the worst deal in baseball history.
Yeah, there's a lot going on over there in Anaheim.
Yeah. Angels. I think that is now the worst deal ever completed in baseball history. Would you agree with that?
The worst deal?
In baseball history.
I wouldn't say it's the worst. Yeah, it's the worst deal.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad for this reason only. They're paying Josh Hamilton to play on another team who is in their division,
a division rival,
the Texas Rangers, where he absolutely tore the cover off the ball. They're paying him, what is it?
I think they're going to take about like $79 million or $78 million of what's remaining on his deal.
Okay.
Which is for 3 years, so it's like $25 million a year.
I heard an interesting fact yesterday, though. I forgot what the number was, but I think it was close to almost $20 million. I heard that Josh Hamilton is chipping in $20 million. So he's going to take his own $20 million that he's receiving for playing this game of baseball, and he's going to pay the Angels.
Yeah, it's something to do with taxing. Like, he moves to Texas where there's no income tax, but he still gets taxed in Anaheim, but he's going to donate that money to charity.
Oh.
So it's something like that. I'm not exactly sure. I know David Beckham did a similar thing when he went and played soccer in Paris. He like donated his whole contract to charity so it wouldn't get taxed, because like this like income tax is like 75% in France right now or something like that.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, as an Angel fan, I wish him all the best. I wish they would have just kept him and seen what happens. Just because I don't know why you're going to pay him that much to go play for the Rangers. And I think he means well. I never saw him as like a locker room problem or anything. But it's tough to comprehend why they're sending him to Texas and then paying him all that money.
Maybe they're trying to help him. You know, I feel
that could be it. I mean, he's going through divorce right now, too, yeah. Which I forgot about.
He's going through a lot. He's going through rehab, both kinds of rehab.
Yeah.
Drug and shoulder rehab, and now he's dealing with a divorce. So, you know, his problems are more deep-rooted than baseball right now, and I feel like the Angels not only wanted to get rid of the guy, they did. I feel like they wanted to get rid of him. You know, just going back to the remarks that their ownership made a couple of weeks ago. I feel like they're trying to help him, too. I feel like Josh Hamilton did really well in Texas. You know, he did really, really well in Texas. Had the best years of his career there. Won an MVP. So I feel like they're trying to help him. Maybe send him back home, you know, so.
Yeah. But I'm not happy with the way the Angels organization handled this whole thing in the first place. You know, when it first came out that he wouldn't be suspended, it seemed like they were almost mad at the fact. They were like, well, we're still not happy with him, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, well, you don't have to come out and attack him, you know, to the media.
Yeah.
Like, give him your full support. And I don't think they really did that, which, you know, bothers me as an Angel fan. I bought a Hamilton shirt last year for like $20, too. I had a whole outfit planned. I have like a dark blue hat with red pinstripes, and I have my Hamilton dark blue shirt with like red lettering and stuff.
Who's going to be number 32 now?
No one.
You know what I saw at Dodger Stadium the other day?
What?
Maybe this will give you an idea, but I saw a fan with a Matt Kemp jersey, but he transformed it into a Howie Kendrick jersey.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
All right, so
he put He put a number 4 on top of the 27. And you know how Kemp is spelled K-E-M-P? He had the K-E from Kemp, and then he covered the M-P with Endrick. He wrote that out. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that when that time comes. All right, we got a new segment now.
Rapid fire.
Shoot him. All right.
That was my fire noise.
I got number 1 or 2 behind.
So are
that.
We going? Are we going 5 in a row?
No.
To each person. Or are we just going?
Yeah.
Switch flip flop.
Yeah.
Got it. Gotcha.
So I have a number 1 or 2 behind my back. What is it? And then you get to pick.
I'm gonna go with 2. Yes.
Okay.
2.
You wanna go first or
respect
second?
Respect R2P.
Okay.
R-E-2-pect.
Ritipect.
Ritipect.
You wanna go first or second?
I will go first.
Okay.
Let's go first.
Hit me.
I guess we kind of answered this question already, but I'm going to ask you anyway because I answered it.
Okay.
Kevin Love is out for the playoffs.
Yes.
Does he stay in Cleveland next year?
No.
Where does he go?
Ooh, I don't know.
Say
where
the
he,
Lakers.
I don't know where he
you
goes.
You know you want to say the
questions.
Lakers.
That's 2 questions.
I don't care. We're going with this.
He could go to LA. I'm not going to say he will. I said he could.
Yes!
All right, which QB would you take first in this year's NFL draft?
I would take Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, buddy.
Go Ducks.
Me too.
Sco Ducks.
Yes, I like that. Say it again.
Sco Ducks. All right, next question. Do the Clippers force a game 7?
No.
Mm.
I'm just going to say no right off the bat. Okay, my turn. Would you trade Phillip Rivers to Tennessee for the number 2 pick in the draft?
Yes, bring Mariota over.
You would?
Bring him over.
I think I would too. We don't have to go into it.
It's his last year of his contract. Do it.
This is rapid fire. We just rapid fire. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Will Hamilton ever recover his all-star form?
No. I don't think so.
Is that what you really think, or is this you hoping he doesn't do it
when he's
not on the Angels?
When the Angels signed him at first, I thought it was a poor deal because drug and alcohol abuse impacts your body, and how can you be a professional athlete into your mid to late 30s with all of that happening in your body in your younger years?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like baseball players don't succeed very much when they get older to begin with. So with all of that abuse to your body, I mean, how are you going to succeed?
Yeah, and I kind of hate that part about baseball. You know, all these big contracts, you know, signing these guys that are, what, maybe 3 or 4 years left on their prime, sign them into multi-year contracts, like 10-year contracts. I'm like, I don't like that about baseball, you know.
All right, I got another Kevin Love question for you.
For sure.
Will the Cavs make the NBA Finals without Kevin Love?
Yes.
I think so, too.
I don't think it'll
hurt him too much.
I mean, Kevin Love.
I think it deteriorates their chance of winning the finals, but getting there, I still think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you go.
They got LeBron, bro. LeBreezy.
Yeah.
All right. Do the Dodgers make a desperate move for Cole Hamels?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Not even with McCarthy out. They don't have a 5th starter. They don't have one anymore. Maybe Brett Anderson when Ryu comes back, but...
Nah.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay, I have... Was this question 4? Yeah, question 4.
Yes.
I'm going to go with... Okay, so you're a baseball player.
Okay.
Do you drink Gatorade or water when competing?
Both.
Okay, I'm going to ask a different question. Coolest bobblehead you own?
Coolest bobblehead that I own? Ooh, that's a good one. I got a lot of bobbleheads. I think the coolest one that I own, just for this reason, I have a Fernando Valenzuela bobblehead, and it's signed by him.
Ooh, that's
so cool. The fact that it's signed by him, I think that's pretty cool. But I also have like this really cool Manny Ramirez bobblehead when he was with the Dodgers.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Last question for me. No, you asked me a fun question. I kind of want to ask you a fun question.
I got a bunch of fun questions right here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I'm going to ask you my 5th question.
Okay.
Kershaw or Bumgarner?
Ooh, well.
Right now, who would you take?
I'd probably take Kershaw because he could get me to the playoffs a lot. I feel like he is better equipped to get me to the playoffs. But if you were asking me in October... Probably Bumgarner.
Mad Bum.
Probably Bumgarner, but
so you're going off of their track records in the playoffs and in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, I'd Kershaw's really good, so I'd probably just take him.
Gotta take Kersh, man.
Yeah.
MVP.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it then. That's 5, right? Oh, I have to ask you one more.
Yeah.
I have to ask you one more. Okay. I'm going to save some of these for tomorrow.
Yeah, we got another show tomorrow, guys. Another one. Another one coming up tomorrow.
I'm going to ask you...
Two shows in 1 week.
Favorite sports dojo. Favorite sports jersey you own?
Favorite sports jersey that I own?
Yes.
All right, it's coming in the mail.
Oh.
It's coming in the mail.
Is it a Kershaw Dodger?
Yes, it is a Kershaw Dodger jersey, but guess what?
Is it the red Dodger lettering?
It is the red Dodger lettering.
Hey.
It's an authentic one. Jeez. It's the new one. It's the new one, the new Dodger Road jersey. It's gray that says Dodgers across the chest. Okay. That's the only jersey that I don't have. And my uncle promised me. I've met tons of Dodger players. My uncle, yes. My uncle, he's a Spanish radio broadcaster for the Los Angeles Dodgers. I've met tons of Dodger players. I've never met Clayton Kershaw. Never, ever met him. My plan is to meet Clayton Kershaw while I'm wearing his jersey and have him sign it.
Would you ever wear it after that?
Ooh, yeah, I think I would.
See, that's like one of those I think I would
frame. I don't know, yeah.
Authentic.
So should sign? I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to frame it and I'll just buy another one.
Yeah.
Because think about it, like I could probably sell that jersey for, I don't know how much.
You're about to get a bunch of graduation money probably too. Huh?
Yeah, graduation in a month.
Bro. I think I'm going to get the Apple Watch, I think.
You are?
I was reading about it.
Swagging out?
It's pretty dope. It's pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Okay, yeah, we'll save the rest of these questions for tomorrow. Yeah, new podcast coming up tomorrow. We'll talk.
Ducky's playing tomorrow.
We'll preview. Yeah, we'll preview the Clippers and Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about the Duck series. And I want to talk more about the Angels, but not with Hamilton at all. We got to get that out of the way today.
Okay.
And then we'll do rapid fire again, and we'll think of another segment. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But, yeah, make sure you join us tomorrow.
SoCal Sports Dojo.
SoCal Sports Dojo.
Kicking sports in the face.
Will you be my boyfriend?
I never let you. Are you at what?
Is that how
are you asking me?
No, I just don't know how the song goes.
Then why'd you make eye contact with me,
I was
weirdo?
Looking at your mic.
Weirdo. I got a girlfriend.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
I really don't think you do.
Whatever.
All right, say it to the camera.
What?
Say you got a girlfriend to the camera.
No, you're going to put that on social media, man. I don't mess with social media.
Wait, if you have a girlfriend, why are you embarrassed to say it?
I'm not. I don't know, man. It's weird.
So you have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
We're good. Adios.
Peace.